and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. Our text for today is written in the Gospel of Mark, the 13th chapter, the verses 3 to 6 and 21 to 37. Mark 13, 3 to 6 and 21 to 37. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many." At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, if that were possible. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house in charge of his servants, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you will give us the proper understanding. Stir your spirit in our hearts now at this very hour, that we are able to hear your voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, that is leading us to eternal life. Open our ears and our minds, that we are ready, and do not harden our hearts. Speak to us, show us what you want to teach us, and encourage us for our walk with you. Amen. The theme of this morning is Keep Watch. And I will break this down in three steps. Keep watch and keep your eyes looking on Christ Jesus. Second is, keep watch and see the signs of the time and discern them. And the third is, keep watch and be prepared for the coming of our Lord. Keep watch and keep your eyes on Jesus. It is so easy that our natural eyes deceive us. That something catches our attention and that our eyes wander away and start to look at vanity. But Jesus reminds us, no, keep your eyes fixed on me. Keep watching me. And I want to compare that with my wife. I'm coming from Germany and I'm now here for a little more than 3 or 4 months. And it's a hard time to be separated from her for such a long time. And my natural eyes cannot see her. But of course, my natural eyes, they could look at those nice Cameroonian women, those nice female students that surround me. And I could fall into temptation. I could start to wander around. I could start to look, oh, maybe I'll find some nice girlfriend here in Cameroon. But no, I know I love my wife and I keep the eyes of my heart fixed on her. I know that she is the one for my life. I know that she is the most beautiful person that I ever can meet. Even if the girls would say, oh no, they are top models, they are much nicer. No, I know with my inner heart, she is the beauty of my life. And I keep my eyes fixed on her. I do not look around to see other women. No, my inner eyes keep watching her. And that's a good thing. And by this we see, like that, we should keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We should keep watching him. And when we look at our passage, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, they ask him. They ask him, when will these things happen? The reason why they asked was, beforehand, one of the disciples pointed out to the temple, the building, the house of the living God in Jerusalem. And this disciple said, oh look, those stones, they are so beautiful, they are so big. Is this not a magnificent building? And Jesus simply replied, no, soon at this place, no stone will remain on each other and this house will lay in ruins. I've been to Jerusalem. I've seen those stones and they are really very impressive. The height of such a stone is about my height. The length of such a stone could be from that wall to that wall over there. They are really huge stones. And back at that time, they didn't have concrete. They didn't have cranes. They didn't have power tools. They didn't have steel enforced concrete and all the technical means we have today. No, they were doing this just by their own power of their hand, chiseling with hammer and chisel. And it was really a wonder on this earth, and the ruins still are. And we might be tempted to look away from Jesus to our church building. You are building here the house of God, and you are extending it. And that's good, because that's a sign that the congregation of the people of God is increasing here at this place. You need more space, because you are more people who want to worship the living God. But once we start to look away from the worship of Christ Jesus, to worship our edifices, we are going to be in big trouble. And I know that because in Europe, in Germany, we have lots and lots of beautiful church buildings, but on Sundays, they are almost empty. Only a handful of old and weak worshippers come together. And why? Because the church in many places has looked away from looking at Jesus, his cross and his resurrection, and looked only at the church building. Instead of worshipping the living God, they started to worship buildings and stones. And Jesus tells us, all the buildings all the houses of God in this world, at some point in time, they are going to be destroyed, because the time will call it fall. The dean of the Presbyterian Theological Seminary just returned from his village, and there he said, well, the Sunday school, they had a building, but with the heavy rainfall, one wall simply got washed away, and it collapsed, luckily not on the children inside the building, but to the outside. When we look at our buildings, you see, they won't last forever. The only thing that lasts forever is the word, the faithful word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the only thing that will carry us through is His death and His resurrection. So, this is the first lesson we have to take. Keep your eyes looking on Jesus. And you know, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, they asked Jesus, when will this happen? And I've been at a lot of places, and almost everywhere, Christians ask this question, when is Jesus coming back? I'm sick. When is He coming to heal me? I have no job. When He is coming to provide me food and a roof above my head? I am suffering suppression and suffering injustice. When will He come back as the mighty judge who will erect the righteousness of God? When will that be? And Jesus did not rebuke His disciples. He said, it's good that you ask this question. But He said, don't look in a distant future. Look at your time here and now. Because if you start to look into a distant future, dream about the kingdom of God that is coming sometime, then easily people will come and start to deceive you. People that will claim, yes, Jesus, He is indeed the Christ. But then they will step beside Him and say, you not only need Christ, you need me, and you need what I have to offer you. I am selling you holy water, and you need that to survive. And without noticing, this person will draw away the worship of God to the worship of people. Or in the church, I'm a teacher of the body of Christ, and I know that there is a temptation not to teach the inconvenient truth written in the gospel of Christ, written in the Bible, but to deviate from this truth and proclaim my own thing. Proclaim that people will look upon me and say, wow, what a powerful teacher. What a magnificent preacher. And people are doing that. They seek their own honor. They want to propagate their own teaching that has nothing in common with the teaching of Scripture. They are false Christs and false prophets. Maybe outside of the church, maybe even right within. And Jesus said, keep your eyes fixed on me. Watch what I have told you. Be aware what is written in my word, because my word of the scripture, it will remain in eternity. And by this, we are prepared. We are prepared because we see, oh no, this man, he looks good, but indeed he's a false prophet. This woman, that's impressive what she's doing, signs and miracles, healing people. But something in her, it doesn't fit together with Christ Jesus. She's a false teacher. I don't go near her. So, we keep our eyes fixed on our Lord Christ Jesus, because we know He has conquered death. He was nailed on His cross for us. He died for us. And even more, we know He didn't stay in the grave. He was resurrected on the third day. And we feel it through the witness of His Holy Spirit this is true. When I am in doubt, this is something the Spirit tells me, no, your Lord Jesus Christ, He is alive. That's the truth, and you can build your life upon that truth. Now second, Jesus in His answers encouraged His disciples to see the signs, to discern the times. He says, with your natural eyes, you look at a fig tree, and you see when it starts changing throughout the year, you recognize the time when the fig tree is about to bear fruit. Here in Cameroon, when you look at your plantains, you probably see, well, soon they are going to bring forth plantains. You can discern with your pineapple trees, yes, soon is the time of harvest, because with our natural eyes, we are able to discern the natural signs in this world. But Jesus, He wants to open our spiritual eyes, that we are able to discern the times in the spiritual. And of course, we see a lot of those signs. We see war breaking out. Within the last 100 to 200 years, warfare has climbed a scale that was not known until this time. I am a German, so I know what that means. My people have started war in the Second World War against almost the whole world. And not only this war was filled with cruelty, and it killed a number of people that we cannot even imagine anymore. We Germans, we started to persecute the Jews, and my ancestors, they killed about 6 million Jews, and even more other people. So we see when we look in the history of this world, yes, times are getting worse. When we look at the progress of medicine, the doctors say, well, soon we have a cure for all the diseases, all the sicknesses of this world. But look around, is that true? When they thought, oh, we have conquered polio, HIV came forth, and it affected the whole world. When HIV was about to be handled, then the world was struck by Ebola, and so on. Yes, medicine is making good progress, and it's good to have medicine and doctors, but we see, now the sicknesses, they get worse and worse and more dangerous. Or when we look into Syria and Iraq or Nigeria, we see people like Boko Haram. Those groups, they are getting more dangerous, and sometimes they are getting closer and closer to us. So when we look at the signs of the time, we can see, yes, this world, it is not going on forever. Sooner or later, it will come to an end. But if we look at our own lives, we even more see the end of time, it is near. Driving around here in Cameroon, that is dangerous. Even if I'm sitting in a car with the best possible driver, I'm not sure if I will reach my destination. Because the roads are bad, there are reckless drivers out there, it can be dangerous. And sometimes we have to drive to take an Okada, that's even more dangerous. When I'm in the seminary teaching my lectures, sometimes I wonder, there should be one more student. And they tell me, he is in the hospital because he had an accident with the Okada. And sometimes we hear people are getting killed in accidents with Okada or with other traffic. And by this we see the end of the world, the end of my world, it can be very sudden. Maybe I step out of this church today, but driving along the road, I can be killed. That will be the end of my world. Or we are going around catching malaria, catching other diseases. Maybe Ebola could spread to Cameroon. And I pray to God that He will prevent it from coming so. But we know diseases can befall us quickly. And within a fortnight, we can be dead. This will be the end of our own tiny little world. So watch and be prepared and see the signs in your life, because your world could end today or tomorrow. This leads us to the third point. Keep watch and be prepared. Jesus compares it with the house owner leaving and giving his servants different tasks. And he says to the watchman, stay at the door and keep watch. And we all know if the owner of the house would come back at some point and he would see the door is wide open and I hear a snoring sound behind the doorstep, the house owner, he would be pretty much angry. He would say, I've hired you to guard my house. I've hired you to watch over all the people sleeping in this house. But you are neglecting your duties. You are endangering your colleagues and endangering my property. You have no right to be in this place. Get out of here. Now, what is our task? How do we keep watch? Of course, Jesus does not mean that we sit in the church building and try to stay awake 24 hours, 7 days a week. No, no. He does not mean that. How do we keep watch and how are we prepared? Simply by following Jesus, simply by obeying His command. For example, in the Sermon on the Mount, He clearly points out how we keep His commandments and how we keep watch. The possessions we have, we treat it as stewards. When we have money, when we have riches in this world, we see it, no, it was a gift from God. It is not for me to have a good lifestyle, but it's to help each other in the congregation and beyond its boundaries. But even more, giving tithes, giving harvest offerings, that's not the main thing. If I give offerings, but I'm angry with my family, if I give my tithe, but I'm quarreling with my neighbors, something is wrong. And Jesus wants us to live in peace with all the people. Maybe they won't not live in peace with us. They still could hate us. But on our part, we should do everything to make peace with everybody. I told you in the beginning, as human beings, we have desires. And the temptation is to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. But Jesus says, no. Stay pure. Stay with your spouse. Keep looking at her or at him. And stay in my way. Why? Because by that way, you live in the way that God has created us. And that will pour out His blessing on your marriage, on your family, on your life. And you could closely see the life of Jesus, that He was serving His disciples, serving the people. And that's the way how we should be prepared for His second coming. Look closely at Jesus, keep watching Him, and start to imitate His way, to act like He acted, to love those who do not love us back, to bring peace to this world, starting with our families, praying for the sick, blessing them. And so we would see in our congregation, in our families, in Siango, in all the places, that the kingdom of God is really near, because we start to experience it right here, right now. And I'm telling you, this is really the truth. When I am walking with Jesus, I feel things are changing. He is bringing His joy, His peace, and His righteousness in my life. And through me, He starts to bless other people, that they are able to see, yes, the kingdom of God is near. So, this we learn from our passage this morning. Keep watching. Keep your eyes fixed on our Lord Christ Jesus. Keep watching and learn to discern the times and the signs of it. Keep watching and be prepared. Do as our Lord Jesus has commanded us. And when these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen.